248-539-9797. It's the Valente and Rico Show. I'm Stoney, in for Mike. And we are approximately 25 hours and 43 minutes. Is that, I got that right? Or 24 hours. No, 24 hours and 43 minutes.
There we go.
To the trading deadline. And that's all what the... A lot of people... Oh, God, I just choked on something.
We're losing him.
He's going down. Stoney, are you there? Okay.
We can say whatever we want right
now.
We
really can. Okay, so I think where Stoney was going with this.
Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yes. Piece of licorice that followed me into the studio and didn't get all the way down. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, no.
Now, you're really trying to, for me to say something that you don't want me to say. All right. Riley
Looks
Green.
Like you need some superstition now, huh?
Yes, exactly. Riley Green has a mustache, and it has brought good luck to this team. And basically what they do right now is they touch the mustache. Now, I believe David Rieger got us some sound because I heard playing it this morning. Riley Green talking about it. And, Rico, how superstitious are you as a person?
Not very. Not very superstitious.
Have you ever done something like you're watching a Spartan game and they're doing really well?
Yes.
And you do not want to get up from the same chair that you're watching, or you want to do something, make sure to keep the karma going?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because in the 2021 game, the Kenneth Walker game, I went down near the end of the game. State was losing. I saw a buddy. I was down in the stands. I was walking back up, and some guy kind of just stopped me, and we started talking. And then State started winning. They wouldn't let me leave the section. They were like, no, you can't go. Ever since you've been here, they started winning. So, yes. Or, you know, one of those, if you're like in a spot on the couch and all of a sudden there's a rally, you don't want to get up. You don't want to do anything. You just kind of want to stay there. I'll do that.
Right. So before we hear from Riley Green, I just want to open up the phone lines at 248-539-9797. We'll ask you two questions. Number one, what is your sports superstition, if you have one? And number two, actually it's 2 and 2A. Would you go and grow a mustache if the Tigers keep winning? And would you kiss another man's mustache? Because, not kiss, touch another man's mustache. I'm getting the Christian Wilkins and the Raiders thing confused, mixed up with Riley Green. Would you touch another man's mustache like the Tigers have been doing with Riley Green? And what is your sports superstition?
So let me tell you, let me just play Riley Green.
By kissing
here.
Another man's mustache, yeah. That's just called a kiss.
Yeah.
You know, they can finish in last place if that's what I got to do.
Yeah. Well,
Riley
Green.
This must not have been the video I saw this morning. I must have missed that one.
Right. Riley Green talked after yesterday's game about the mustache and the players touching it.
Was he pulling a Rick James, Kenny? I didn't sleep on your couch. Yeah, I slept on your couch. They can afford a new couch.
I didn't stomp on his couch. Yeah, I stomped on his couch.
Nah, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I like that they do it. Nah, it's a bad look, really. I don't like it when they do it. No way. if I was on the Tigers, they're like, no, go ahead and touch his mustache. You can go ahead and trade me. I'm. You know what? I volunteer. Oh, by the way, according to Evan Petzl from the Freep,
yeah,
Suarez has left the building.
Yes.
So he's headed down to 9-4.
He's headed down to 9-4.
P. Diddy.
Hopefully he'll be a little bit better than P. Diddy.
248-539-9797. David, do you have any superstitions about like your Steelers or any other favorite teams?
Like a favorite hat, something that you always have to wear?
No,
whatever you've worn for the last like 10 years, wear something new.
I don't currently have one, but I will tell you when I did. And I actually, it was Verlander. Remember, since we're talking Verlander earlier, remember the game 5 he had in Oakland?
Yes.
Where he went into the 7th inning with a no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
While I was here, working that game. I was actually the engineer for that game in that room over there around the corner here. And we're supposed to switch with one Chuck Keller. He used to work here, was the engineer for the games. There was a Red Wings game on that same day. So he was running the Red Wing game. I was running the Tiger game. And a no-hitter was happening. He was supposed to join and take over for me after the Wings game. The Wings game had ended. We were still in the fifth inning for Verlander's no-hitter. And I simply texted him, "I'm not moving. You're not coming to replace me. I am staying in this seat, and I am going to run this game today."
You know what, David? It's funny that you said that because I don't know which no-hitter it was, but it was at Comerica Park. And I was with one of my college roommates, not Doug. And we were at the I think it was the Detroit Beer Company. I don't even know if it's still there. And I happened to, we had tickets to the game. But he was like, oh, he was messing around. And I saw, like, he's throwing a no-hitter. This man is the most superstitious man that I've known in my life. So I'm trying to get him out of the building before he realized it. And then somebody brought it up. And we had to stay there. And I was like, come on, it's right there. We can no, because if we leave, he's going to give up a hit. I couldn't go. I'm like, okay, I'll meet you. No, you have to stay here as well. So, yeah, we had tickets. He threw it, and we watched it from the television.
Yeah, so for two innings, Chuck Keller sat in an empty room. No Wings game was over. He just sat in the room. I'm like, don't get up. I'm staying here. So that's crazy. Right across the street from Comerica, you don't move.
By the way, another reliever has just been moved. Not a big name at all. Caleb Ferguson has gone from the Pittsburgh Pirates to the Seattle Mariners, exchanged for a single A player. This dude, Caleb Ferguson, in 45 games, 3.74 ERA with a WHIP of 1.085. So he's decent. Nothing spectacular. That's the type of guy I figure the Tigers will get tomorrow or before the trading deadline ends.
A little over 24 hours.
My only sports superstition is sometimes when the Wings were in the playoffs, remember when that hype used to occur? When I watch the games on television, if they were, and I'd start the game on, if there was two feeds, whether it was Hockey Night in Canada or U.S. National, or whether it was, you know, Kenny and Mick or whoever, okay? Whatever one I started with, I'd stay with that until the other team would score a goal, and then I'd switch back and forth. That would be my superstition.
Okay. No, I mean, we all have little things like back in the day when, you know, when State was good, like I would have like a certain hat, like I would wear it. And when the season was over, like the national title hat, the year they won it, and I had a hat and a jacket, I retired it. I said, I can never wear this again. It's sitting in my closet. I've never worn it since. Said, you know what? That was the lucky jacket and the hat in Indy. I was like, I'm done.
Well, on the unlucky side, when the Steelers lost to the Browns in the playoffs, the couch that was in my house.
You burned it?
It's gone. I had to get rid of it after that game. Like, bye-bye. We're getting a new couch. Can't do it.
Let's go to Tyler in Detroit. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. My sports superstition, I actually got two of them. One of them is that I have a pair of Honolulu blue boxer briefs that are worn for every Lions game. I know it's very weird, but those things are never worn except for Lions game days, and they are washed and clean and ready every time there's a Lions game coming up. And if I don't wear them, they typically end up losing. So that is my one superstition.
So let me ask you this. You don't have what I would do if I was that superstitious when it came to underwear is I'd have a pair, and as soon as they lost, I'd throw it away, and you wear another pair of the same underwear, you know, different that style until they win.
See, funny enough is that I don't, like, every time I've worn those blue shorts, they haven't lost. So I've had no reason to give up on them just yet.
Oh, so you didn't wear them for the playoff game, then, is what you're saying.
You are absolutely correct. And
so it's your fault!
It is my fault. Well, here's part two to my superstition, that I also blame my wife for this, too, because she makes a phenomenal bean dip, and she has made them four times for Lions games. Those four games were the San Francisco NFC Championship game, the game against Tampa last year, and the game against Buffalo last year, and then the Washington playoff game.
Well, now I understand why you want to get rid of that underwear, the bean dip.
Yeah, well, funny. No, the bean dip is no longer allowed in our house on game days. That is, it is banned.
So Tyler, what happens if one day she forgot and she just made it? Is it you just throwing it out?
Oh, throwing it out, absolutely. Yeah, no, not even risking it.
Wait, the bean dip, not the wife, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The bean dip, yes.
But just get just get a few more pairs of Lions underwear. So when you know you can. If they lose, you just throw them out. That way you don't have to worry about it.
So wait. So you didn't wear them for the Commanders game. Now, did you have these lucky pair for the Niners game?
No, I didn't own them at that point.
Okay,
yet. I only had them for the entirety of last season. And,
so you wore them 15 times. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep, but I wore them only for those games. So it wasn't like I was wearing them days on end from week to week.
Right,
to week,
I understand so. That. So your underwear basically has never seen the Lions lose, so to speak.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
We're going to the home opener this year, and I have them already ready. They're sitting there in like an air sealed container. I'm speaking, you know, sarcastically, but
okay, no.
Like and the Tyler, holy grail for me.
Tyler, we're up against it, but I do have a question. If the Lions win, will you get them framed?
There's a good possibility. Good possibility. I don't want to wear them to where, you know, there's holes in them and all this.
I mean, if they win the Super Bowl,
you
have to frame them at that point.
It would be the first time, though. You know, who knows if those underwear is good for Ben Johnson because the home opener they play the Bears. So you have
jinx it, man.
Thanks for the call.
If it's a Super Bowl win, then they will absolutely be framed.
They should be framed if they win the Super Bowl. 97 won the ticket.